On August 15, 1935, comedian and actor Will Rogers died in a plane crash just south of Barrow. He was on an around-the-world flight with pilot Wally Post when the plane's engine failed on takeoff. John Walsh recounts the incident in a new book called When the Laughing Stopped, The Strange, Sad Death of Will Rogers. Walsh told APRN's Lori Townsend, it's hard to underestimate the impact Rogers' death had across the country.
I looked up, 50 or 60 or 70 different newspapers all across the country. Every single one of them had a banner headline about Rogers' death. And then the interior pages, two or three interior pages, were covered with stories about Rogers. It was the most amazing thing. I knew when I started that he was very famous. But when I went through all these newspapers, I really got to know how big he was. He was the biggest name in the entertainment industry of his time.
The book is dedicated to the Barrow man who saw the crash and was the first to tell about it. Tell us about that.
The airplane came down. Before the crash, it came down, they landed. They were lost. They came down, landed on a lagoon just west of Barrow, and they came down because they saw this man, this Eskimo. He was out hunting, Claire Okpiaha, and they came down to ask him the way to Barrow, which sounds very strange, but that's part of the story. And he spoke to them, and he told them where it was. He was the only one to be close enough to see the crash. Because after they spoke to him, Rogers and Post spoke to Claire Okpiaha. They got back in the plane, took off to go to Barrow, and they were not up only about 200 feet when the engine quit.
There was criticism at the time of the crash that Wiley Post was largely to blame for it. What did your research find in that respect?
Well, I'm sorry to have to report that that is true. Wiley Post was a great aviator. He had twice gone around the world, once by himself, and set records and that sort of thing. Great aviator. But in this case, he was in too much of a hurry to get on to do something else. And so he sort of hurried through this holiday that he was taking Will Rogers on in Alaska. And yes, it was his fault. He hurried. He flew when he should not have flown because there was fog and the weather conditions were extremely bad. And that is what led to the final crash in which they both died.
There was a bizarre twist to this story that involved Rogers' daughter, Mary. In the prologue, you said that you thought, in a way, her fate was the saddest and strangest of all. Why is that?
At the time that he died in the crash up in Alaska, she was on stage in a summer stock company up in Maine. And she was actually, now this is incredible, she was actually at the moment of his death, or pretty close to it, within minutes of his actual death in Alaska, she was in Maine on the stage acting in a play about plane crashes. You can't get more incredible than that. You can't get stranger than that. Of course, the sad thing is, the really mournful thing is, that when she did find out about it the next morning, it had a terrible effect on her. The descriptions of her as just sitting there stunned, not even talking, not crying. Anyway, even though she had a very promising career and she tried her best, she tried to do a Broadway show, she got through it, she was given a movie contract with 20th Century Fox. She was actually started to make a picture called The Last Slaver. And in the middle of the picture, she had a nervous breakdown. She couldn't go on any further. At that point, she quit the acting business forever and never again went on a stage.
Well, beyond his ability to make people laugh, what else was he known for that benefited others?
I suppose you could say that he benefited everybody in a way that is most rare and extraordinary. He made people think. He really did make people think, especially about public affairs and politics and all the rest of that. He made them think because he made them laugh at the same time. Now, that is a very rare combination, and that's an ability that you hardly ever find.
John Walsh is the author of When the Laughing Stopped, The Strange, Sad Death of Will Rogers. The book is published by the University of Alaska Press.